Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Aw, hello.
Why does she bother you?
If Gwyneth Paltrow was in a bee suit, I would still be like, what the f***
is happening? No, you would not.
Yes, I would.
I'll go head on with you all f***ing day. Don't talk to me like that.
Or what?
Seriously.
If somebody says, or what, it's like, all right, bitch, well, we gotta fight. Sometimes sex is good in a toxic relationship.
I know, but that's the only relationship it's good in. Slide into bed with us starting right now. It is hump day, which is pretty much every day for Hunter.
Yeah.
That was such a compliment.
It was really nice.
It was really, really
that was
nice.
Very sweet of you. It's not true, but I like it.
It's true. How are you guys doing today? Feeling good on a Wednesday?
I'm feeling good on a Wednesday.
Feeling good on a Wednesday. Okay, good. All right, let's get started, guys. If you want a shot at Angelina Jolie, you might need to get a bee suit. She just showed off her new beekeeping skills to Vogue.
Aw, hello.
I thought I knew something about bees and beekeeping and training, and I thought I understood the importance. You see, they're pretty happy. Thank you. There's a lot of bees in this one.
Oh, yeah.
They taught me something today. I didn't bring knowledge to them. Thinking about the cycles of life, thinking about what needs to be done.
Woman.
Even just within your own home, you could. There are ways that individuals could keep some bees, or at least have some flowers.
What do you think about her getting into the bees?
Let's talk about your disgust for her.
I just.
Because we're watching this video, I've never seen you so livid. Why does it bother you so much?
It's not a disgust. Listen, she's not disgust. It's just so. It's so on brand. It's so. When she dropped the line of. I brought no knowledge to them.
You like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, she's Gwyneth Paltrow.
But I know that Gwyneth is smoking a cig and having a drink and like went wild with Madonna, which I know she did too.
So
I
don't drink blood on the red carpet.
It is unbelievable when you have a difference of opinion. I am being attacked right now. I don't have disgust for her. The video was just a little. If Gwyneth Paltrow was in a bee suit, I would still be like, what the f***?
No, you would not.
Yes, I would.
You would say, where do you get a bee suit?
That is
why
not.
Why don't you just be honest about why you don't really like her?
I don't dislike her. This video was kind of full
of
for me.
You're team Jen.
I always.
That's the truth. You're Team Jen.
I am a Team Jen girl.
Yeah.
So
that's
fair.
What it is.
Fair.
It's
but
clear.
This video particularly was more annoying for her than usual.
Well, everybody deals with divorce differently. And this is, I think, one example. My dad, when he got divorced, continued to sleep with other women. That was how he dealt with it. So it's just different strokes for different
folks. I feel like it's been years, though. Is that she really still dealing? I know it's not final. But, like, is she really still I mean, they're dating other people. I don't think she's dealing with divorce. I think this is just who Angelina Jolie is now. She's out with the bees, you know. She's out with the bees. She likes to adopt children. Like, this is what she does. Like,
some brand.
She's, you know, she's a humanitarian.
But this video you can see is a little like, okay.
She likes collecting things.
But that's all of Hollywood,
things.
Though. That's
everyone's
all
a little
Hollywood.
Put on.
It's pretentious.
But if Jen did this, I would also sit.
You be in a bee suit, girl. You had that little white suit and hat on.
Oh, the hat?
She does.
I will say, she is beautiful.
Mm.
Like, it's not many people have a face like that. And she would have that face in these monitors. So she's doing well. Are calling out Kanye for shading Kim again on his new album, Donda. They think he's accusing her of lying about her whereabouts on the song, Lord, I Need You. Kanye asks why it takes 3 hours to get back from Palm Springs, because it does, and who spends an hour in Walgreens?
Oh, This is somebody who I know has not been in a store in a long time.
A long time.
Do you know how long it takes to get out of Target?
Hours.
Let alone a Walgreens? Mm-hmm. Walgreens, Target, all of these stores, even a CVS.
It does take a long time. There's always two people working. The lines are very long. You get stuck in the candy aisle. You do. The Sour Patch Kids, and you want to have to shake the bag to see which has the most red ratio. I take it very seriously. I do.
This is very intense.
Because sometimes you open those bags and there's 100 greens, and you're like, I didn't pay for this. I want red.
And then you
know what? This show, I'm going to be alone on my seat today. I can already tell. I'm on my island. It's right.
I'm not a sour candy person. I like a, you know, chocolatey, nutty candy.
Okay, so are you
like
getting...
my mint. No, I'm kidding.
Bring on the chocolate nuts for Nina.
Just kidding.
The wait is over. Part two of the dinner party from hell just went down in Beverly Hills. Sutton accused Erica of lying about her husband's embezzlement scandal, and it did not go over well.
I don't trust that what you've told us is the truth.
You didn't have to go out and get panicked about something that does not even affect you.
I don't agree with that.
You said to me at your house, Erica lied.
I'll go head on with you all f***ing day.
Don't talk to me like that.
Or what?
Seriously.
Or what?
Or nothing.
Shut the f*** up.
Okay, I just want to hear them call her a bully like they call Garcelle a bully. Because I don't ever hear that about Erica. And Erica talks to all of them crazy. And the minute Garcelle says something, she's a bully. Mm. What's the difference here? Just saying.
I know you have some thoughts about that. He's like, I'm going to watch.
Well, I just think... First, I just think it's fairly hypocritical of Erica to do this after what she butted into Lisa and Dorit's business. That's not her business. And then she brought it... when Teddy's not taking accountability for Puppygate, and all of a sudden Erica's, you know... I don't know. That may just
You know what? I appreciate the effort. He's mixing seasons, but you know what? He's doing some homework.
Two seasons ago, but it's okay.
I like backstory. Maybe you guys have heard of it.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. I appreciate you coming with that knowledge. First of all, I'm excited to watch. I'm excited to watch. We're going to sit tonight and see everything.
Oh, I'm excited. And don't get it twisted. I like Erica.
Yeah.
She's going through something.
A lot.
She's clearly going through something major. It's going to make her lash out on people. She's talking to Sutton crazy, but I don't think Sutton is scared of her. But let me tell you, somebody talk to me like that, the way Erica, we gonna go at each other.
Right.
What? Seriously.
Or what?
If somebody tells you or what, you know that you have to throw hands with them, right?
I mean, listen.
Like, do you know that? Y'all know if somebody says or what, it's like, all right, bitch, well, we gotta fight. That is a challenge.
Or sometimes we pick what? You know, we pick the alternate.
Yeah.
We go, the other one.
Sutton picked the what.
Yeah.
Sutton picked the what. If this was on if this was New York, they would be, I mean, a lot of other seasons, it would be physical. And by the way, you would come back next season and the season after that and the season after that. Yeah.
So. This makes me think of season 3, episode 6.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
22 minutes in. Oh, my God.
Oh, my. It was great.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
All right. And Will Smith is full of surprises. He just changed actor Jabari Banks' life forever by telling him this good news.
Yo! What's up, man?
What's up? Yo!
You have the role of Will on Bel Air. Oh!
I'm ready. I'm so ready, yo. I'm ready to bite down. I remember in high school, I begged everyone to be a part of this thing with me. And we dressed up as the you probably can't see.
That's hilarious. I love that.
I love this.
So nice.
He's so cute. Jabari Banks, I love him. He was so happy.
He didn't know Will was going to be calling him. So he didn't know what, he knew he was getting a call about the audition. He didn't know what it was going to be for. And the story about, you know, just his connection to the show, he actually is from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got Will Smith-esque ears.
You know
what I mean? Like, he's got a lot of connections, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like even just seeing him on screen for the first time, I'm like, this is the right choice, even though I didn't see anybody else, I'm sure a lot of people. But I just feel like he made sense. And I also, the photo he showed Will of everyone doing that's manifestation. That's literally when
you
set stones in front of the other, and here he is.
So. And he is, let me tell you something, there's a vast difference between these backgrounds and these Zooms.
By the way.
You see this? Yeah. Okay, I can't wait to see Jabari's next background after he gets this role, baby.
I was thinking about
that. Have a little pool in the background. It's going to change up from that little closet. He is in the corner, honey. Yeah.
Huge congratulations to Jabari Banks, though.
Congrats.
We're very happy for you. All right, we have to take a break, but coming up, is baby talk and giggling a turnoff? A couple's therapy session gets awkward next.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank?
The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
And catching up on Lifetime's Married at First Sight. Unfortunately, things for Johnny and Bao have gone from bad to worse. They sat down with their pastor, and Johnny admitted a big turnoff.
When you get happy and excited, it feels like you get very giddy, almost like a little kid. I personally don't find it attractive.
Yes, bubbles. Get in here. Get in here. Stabilize me.
I think it's because I'm trying to be, like, physically intimate. Uh-huh. Like, I want that to grow. And when you do that, it turns me off.
That's not the face to do if you're trying to look like an adult. That's the worst one.
She just kind of proved his point.
But I also just don't really think he's ever going to be happy with anyone is what we really learned from this man.
I didn't feel like her voices were very baby. Like, it just sounded like she was excited. It seems like she likes him.
Yeah.
He does not like her. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't like anybody.
He's looking for wrong things. I also feel like if you're looking for emotional maturity, maybe don't go on Married at First Sight.
Thank you for pointing out the obvious. You're right.
He's doing it because he doesn't have a choice. This is the same guy who said he went on, what, 100 first dates
or
something crazy, couldn't get past other dates, and now we know why. He should thank his lucky stars he has her. She's nice, she's pretty, she listens to his bullshit.
She does all
day. You better pick your battles, dude.
What about you? Do you have turnoffs?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I
do. What do you mean? You're on 100 first
dates.
You're
Jerry Seinfeld.
I'm not Jerry Seinfeld.
You're Seinfeld.
I don't like when someone doesn't say thank you. That's the biggest one for
that's
sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so rude.
Big for you.
That's huge for me.
That's
I hate
rude.
That.
Yeah.
It's like a
that's
friend
a good
turnoff,
one.
Too. Like, I'll abandon someone quick if they don't say thank you.
You'll abandon someone?
Jump and ship.
Oh, well, that was funny.
All right, listen up, because we have some motherly advice from Tiana Taylor. On tonight's We Got Love, Tiana and Iman, she had some important tips for her daughter Junie's first day of school.
Guess what?
What?
You're going to school on Monday.
Come here.
I want you to be a good girl, okay? But don't let nobody bully you. You hear me? And don't nobody take your lunch. Nobody take your lunch money. Don't nobody take your lunch box.
I'm not going to be mean to no friends. And in case if they don't have no carrots, I'm gonna share my carrots.
Aw, high five. I like that, but if they snatch your carrots, what you do? Snatch it back.
Girl, now we know she's going to a private school.
Yeah, right.
She's everybody gonna have carrots, we know that.
Did you guys have real bullies at your school?
For sure.
No, I didn't have real bullies. My dad was like, as soon as you think a fight's about to happen, hit first, because most fights are only one punch. I was like, that's a really unfortunately true point, Dad.
Yeah.
Thanks, I'm 3 years old.
I was the carrot school, so I was like... Ah, bullies. Was I the... No, I was not. I was nice.
If you have to question it.
No, I was very nice. I also went to a very small school.
Can you think of one girl that bullied you ever in school? And can you think of a girl that you bullied?
Ooh!
Moving on. One mean thing. Let's move on, because singer Jasmine Sullivan is at it again. She loves asking fans for wild confessions on her social, so she just posted a Q&A on secrets you'll never tell your partner, and the answers are insane. One person wrote, "That I know he cheated, but I'm saving that info in case I get caught cheating."
Oh, my God.
Another person said, "We renting a house I bought 4 years ago. He doesn't know. He just is depositing rent money every month."
Let's discuss.
I don't think that's wrong.
You're not mad at it?
No, she bought a house.
But he doesn't know.
Well, it's her house.
What if it was his house? What if it was his house and she was paying rent?
I think that's also okay.
If If I owned a house and I had a girlfriend and I told you guys, yeah, she thinks that we're renting it together, but really she's just giving
But are you paying monthly? Like, is this, you're just getting half of the rent, correct?
Right, but she's paying into what I own, you know?
But she's living there. She'd have to live somewhere else and pay rent.
But they're lying. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not seeing too big of an issue. Understand, like, you know, like it's also not making their relationship contentious because she thinks she's paying rent for something that they got together.
A lot of people said it was genius.
I think it's, by the way, count me in the genius column then. Hear that, everybody? First time on this show. And this commenter says, I watch a video of me and my ex having sex right before me and my current bae do it, so I get mine. Okay.
You read that like you were going at the IRS.
Are you serious?
By the way, still taking a grand. What the f*** do they need? Okay, so basically, just so I understand this correctly, this girl watches a video of her having sex with her ex-partner.
Yeah, she gets off to it.
Yeah, and then to get in the mood for the new partner, so she... Okay, how do you guys feel about...
How does she have time if she's about to do it with the other guy? Would she
maybe
do
they
the
schedule it or... Yeah.
Schedule.
Or maybe they just know they're going to do it later because it's been a few days.
It could be like as soon as they both get to bed post-dinner. Like if you're in like one of those long relationships and you fall into a routine.
Post-dinner.
And then she's got that opportunity. Yeah.
The worst.
Post-dinner's the worst.
The worst. Who's not full?
We're sorry. All full, yeah.
Do you want it? Would you? I mean, why don't you just stay with your ex if the sex is so much better?
Well, sometimes sex is good in a toxic relationship.
I know, but that's the only relationship it's good in. No, you know what I mean. Oh, f*** me. Anyway. Do you guys have video?
No. I don't do that.
No.
I don't do that either.
I've never filmed anything. Yeah, I'm nervous about that.
Yeah,
it gets out.
Not in this day and age,
And
baby.
Why do you need, like, I don't want to watch, oh, the angles. Oh, my God, no. Could you imagine?
We can't even talk about the light in here, child, let alone lighting your poorly lit bedroom.
Forget it. Goodbye. Oh, my, that's why, lights on, the lights on. Nobody ever wants lights on. Kidding?
You know, I know he does.
You do.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. On top of the covers, lights on, Jaden Smith is playing.
Oh, my God.
Early work.
We have to take another break, but coming up, a romantic evening ends with a guy waking up in a wet bed. Find out his date reaction next. How? So we've all had some embarrassing things happen to us that make us want to run and hide. So who is ready for worst day ever? First up, if you're spending the night at a hot girl's house, you may not want to have too much to drink. This guy learned the hard way.
The first night I'd ever spent over at her house, I'm going to be honest with you, that night I had a lot to drink, okay? So we fall asleep and I wake up in the middle of the night, I look down and there's just liquid. And it's like, oh no, that is urine. So I'm sitting there at the end of the bed and like in the sweetest voice possible, she looks over and she goes, hey, the f*** are you doing? So I look back at her and I'm like, hey, you know sometimes people pee in beds? Then she goes, who gives a f***, bro? I have a king size bed, get to the other side, we'll worry about that tomorrow.
This has happened to me.
Pissy drunk.
This has happened to you?
To you personally or with
a man? My college boyfriend did this.
That's also
he was completely wasted. It wasn't the first day. I didn't leave him for it. I didn't sleep in that bed.
Yeah, but people pee.
If you ever been around men that really have to go to the bathroom when they're drunk, they're like children.
Yeah,
like,
they're children.
Women hold, we can hold, do you know how long we can hold the bathroom?
I've held pee for 2.5 hours sitting here right now.
Oh, girl,
I have not.
Whole flight, I could do it.
No problem.
We can hold it all damn day if we need to.
I kegel through it, not a disruption.
Absolutely. Men, it's like as soon as you have to go, you're 10 again.
Yeah, by the way, having to do anything, if they're hungry, if they're tired, everything all of a sudden is like pacifier. I have so many pacifiers now, I just give one to Ro and to George. I'm like... I'm actually much more of a child than he is, but I can hold my pee.
Yeah.
Is that what piss drunk means, by the way? It makes being face off sound a lot worse.
Right, please be careful next time you do it in a car. You never know who will catch you in the act.
This dude I used to f*** with. I told him to come over so we can, you know, quote, unquote, catch a vibe. Y'all know what that means. I'm making the first move. Me and f***, I heard enough. Bro, it's my mother. Let me remind y'all, I was in a car. Mama would knock on the door. She asked me, have I walked the dog? Yes, I did walk JoJo. Oh, okay. Leave. She didn't say nothing. She didn't trip. I was embarrassed. Like, damn, she could really text me or call me.
There's got to be a grocery store parking lot or something close by, girl.
Or a CVS or a Target or a 7-Eleven.
Take that ass to the back, you know, the alley, honey.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in, like, the top part of the valley. There's a lot of, like, horse ranches and stuff where I was. And so I drove up the street to, like, a horse ranch when I had a girl over and I was living at home. We're out in front of this horse ranch, and I kid you not, mid-sex, the creepiest looking horse rancher dude comes out, no shirt, and he's got, like, underwear on, and he knocks on the door, and he goes, "You kids having fun?" I was like, oh my God. So we freaked the f out, started putting our clothes on. And then he starts walking. He goes, "I better never see you here again." And he goes to pick something up and throws it at the windshield. He didn't pick anything up, but he wanted us to think it was a rock. We never had sex in front of that guy's place again.
That was very rude of him.
It was terrifying.
That is really scary.
Have you ever gotten caught having sex in public? Nina's thinking about mom and dad right now.
I can't remember. I feel like there was a lot. Like, when you're in high school, that's all you do. You have sex in cars. When you're past 18, by the way. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And everyone knows not to skip leg day at the gym. They're like, this girl's so fucking crazy. But if you're in prison, you may not want to do what this guy did.
It was leg day. Leg day in the joint. And I'm telling you, we used to go hard. And earlier in the cell, I started off with about 500 unweighted squats. So my legs were dead. I'm talking dead as hell. After gym, as soon as I hit the stairs, boom, 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 I hit the stairs with my ass the whole way down. Doom, 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 in front of the whole joint. But you know, I'm shaky G, so not too many people laugh. But all my guys did.
Crazy there's leg day in prison, but obviously.
It is? All they do is work out.
They just work, I know, but I just feel like that's like, you just, that's like you, there's some camaraderie.
There's some regiments going on. They have like a routine. They're like, today, it's Pilates.
And also, I feel like it's such a tense environment that like, I can't believe people feel comfortable to work out, but I guess it's like a lot of mean,
you work out with your group.
Mean
that's
mugging.
Those different types of prisons too.
Yeah.
Like, there are prisons where.
You can just, like Martha's prison, which was nice. There was
nudity. There's just different levels.
If people were not comfortable laughing at that though, that guy's pretty scary.
He is.
It's hard not to laugh at someone
telling
falling.
The story.
That's
TikTok.
A good point. That's a good point. Probably everyone was laughing at his
right,
ass.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody laughed. But, you know, I mean, you're also in prison. You know, y'all in prison. So, you know, don't be that embarrassed.
Yeah, you did something more embarrassing.
Yeah.
Sadly, though, guys, how did we get here so fast? We are out of time. But join us tomorrow for a brand new episode. Don't forget to set your DVRs. Bye.
Bye-bye.